Sorry. Okay. So it's page Kuf Chav Dalet Us Gimel. Kedusha. Here we go. Vinei Nizkar Parshas Kedoshim. So it mentions in Parshas Kedoshim, Shlosha Palm Matzival Inim Kedusha, three commandments, three times about the Inim of Kedusha. Betchilas HaParsha Kedoshim Tiyu, the classic, you shall be holy. Acherkach Binyanei Avodah Zarah, afterwards in when it's speaking about Avodah Zarah, Kalsav, it says, Asher Yitein Nizaru L'molech, and when if a person would give his child, Lo'alena, to a molech, to the fire god thing, Chlokas, whether they burn the kids or not burn the kids, okay, not for now. V'skadishtem v'yisem kedoshim. Right? You should be holy, and you will be holy. Peirush Rashi, Zupricious Mevodah Zarah. We know Rashi holds Kedusha throughout. The name of Kedusha is the name of being Porish. Porish from Harayas, Porish from Avodah Zarah. So here, the second time it's talking about Avodah Zarah, again, he says the meaning of precious. He says, the Nesiv HaShalom, Ubesofa Parsha, Achri Pasuk, Velo Tishak, Tzuas Nafsho Seicha, Bebehema, Ba'ov. You shouldn't make yourself disgusting by eating things that are disgusting. Ve'isem li kedoshim, ki kadosh ani Hashem. Again, I'm kadosh. I'm saying you should be to me kadosh, holy, ki kadosh ani Hashem, because I am a kadosh. Avdi l'schem min ha'am lios li, and I'm going to separate you from amongst the nations. As we know, kedusha is an union of separation, different types of separation, designation. So three times in three arayas of Azara, and then in food, there's three times it mentions the word kedusha, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Haremez bezeshin and the kedusha ikarim gimel inyanim elu. So the remez is clear that the three inyanim of kedusha, alav binyani arayis, beis binyani amuna v'deus, because we're talking about avodah zarah. So there's a kedusha, not avodah zarah, but in the amuna and our deus, our proper hashkafa. Because we'll see avodah zarah, right? Even though we don't have avodah zarah mamish nowadays, we still have avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is translated as weird avodah. So we worship weird things nowadays. Really weird things. Shemavad in Yoni Isser Mamish. Besides the Yonim of Isser Mamish, Avodah Zarah, Yej Gambahem in Yoni Kadashas of Hamutaloch. There's an Inyan of, right, we know, not just of Isurim, let's say Arayas, but there's also a Yonim of being Makadash yourself even when it's Mutter, to separate yourself even further. That's going against the grain. Because there's ways of thinking, hashkafas achaim, outlooks, perspectives, they're not usher in actuality. But they mess up your brain. Like the news, you know? Just like it is, that's the avodah zarah of the door. Right? We have a lot of avodah zarahs. Money could be considered a avodah zarah for people. The news can be considered a avodah zarah, right? They worship these things like they're gods.
Say about Avram, by the dust on their feet. I think someone said, like, dust on feet is the work that they were doing. They worshiped the work that they were doing.
Okay.
So by us, worshiping okay. The work.
We don't need Avram Vina to prove to us that people we worship nowadays, you know?
Yeah, no, but it's
quite... Like, you like rice. You want a rice from the Torah, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
You like that kind of guy?
Yeah. Not really.
But I spoke about that guy this week.
Oh, yeah?
Remember? Those guys are... Because there's a type of avodah zarah in our times. Because, right? When a person doesn't have a clarity in this in you, that there is no other koach in the world except for Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't have that clear, that's a avodah zarah. That means there's something else to worship, because you worship what has power. Right? So if you don't believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that has the power, you believe the power is somewhere else, you're over avodah zarah, because then you're going to end up worshiping that. Like if a person thinks that money, right, the money makes the rules, the golden rule, if you have the money, you make the rules, and you forget the Borei Olam, and you're just going for that money, because that's what defines happiness, and that's what creates your life, that's avodah zarah. That's avodah zarah. You're not going to die for that avodah zarah. I mean, at least not by Beis Din. You might die inwardly, but that's, Avodah Zarah. You have to believe that all the kings from all the east and all the west, all the chashuv kings that we have nowadays, Einem yicholim lo lahosif lo legrov lo ozer. They can't add, they can't take away, they can't help. Shum kochi va'otzim yadi zulasa yizbaruch v'shkachasa timidus aleinu. Nobody can touch, no one can do anything except for Kadosh Baruch Hu v'shkachasa. Yeah, that's Emunah 101. So if you're not believing that, and you believe somehow this king that, or this guy could do this, or that's why listening to the news is not smart, for a nice way of saying it. Because all you do is end up believing in this stuff, and therefore you forget about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's clear that the news is Avodah Zarah. It's clear. Chaim. No?
Can't you say the opposite?
Tell me.
If you're viewing it the proper way.
Tell me the last time you viewed it in the proper way.
From the
Nairish, nobody does.
You see Hashem even more. Look at all the craziness that's
nobody does that. 99.9%. But even you say that here, and of course you do believe that. But Lamaisa, when you're looking at the news, you're not thinking that way.
The problem is the people speaking on the news, they're kofrim. So like it's hard to...
You don't even care about that.
But I'm thinking, it's hard to...
You don't have to watch them.
No, no, it's hard to extract the truth from someone who's lying.
You buy into it. You buy into it. Of course, if you would sit in, it's Friday morning, it's 5:45, and everything's calm, like you don't hear bombs going. So yeah, you could say that when I read the news, I know the Bar Yolam. But when you get into it, if you read one news thing and you get scared because of it, there's shmecks of Avodah Zarah there. That means you're believing what you're hearing. Now, if the New York Times would start writing articles, you know, Amar Biden, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, if they start writing articles like that, that's fine. Because that'd be the emes. Let's see what Kadosh Baruch Hu can make the Tipesh Achash Rerash today, right? That's what it is. It's funny how you went from one Tipesh to the other Tipesh. I remember it was Purim time when Trump, there's something happened, I remember it was a few years ago, remember when he was originally elected. It's something with Purim, which I don't remember. It's like unbelievable the craziness that you can imagine this guy is going to get elected. Back then, like he's an Achashverosh.
Yeah, there was a lot of Gemachos coming out.
Something, and now we have another Achashverosh. It's like two sides of the craziness. It's been Purim for like 8 years now. That's what it's been. It's crazy. That's why I kind of pay attention, but I don't pay attention at all because it's just Purim. We know we're going to win.
Who's president?
Exactly. And the only reason why you know is because you have all these bumper stickers. Nowadays,
I managed to see them.
Good. They have even the bumper sticks are using four-letter words nowadays. I can't. I'm like Matmia. You ever see these? You know what I'm talking about. I can't believe that these things are going on.
Where are you driving? You're seeing these.
Daladamos.
Really?
Yeah. There's a guy with a truck over here that has one. I see it every day.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. I don't care. Enjoy. Fine. Gimel. So fine. So you have the Arias. In the Purushim, types of ways of thinking that might be borderline of Avodah Zarah. And now, Gimel Binyanei Machalos Asuris, foods that are Asur. Shemavada Prisham Imachal Masurim, besides for the fact food that Mamish are Asur. Yeshmitzu Lakadish Atzum Gamma Machal Mamutar Batachlis. There is a mitzvah to Makad yourself even from foods that's Mutter. I mean, should I even say things or should I not say things?
Do it.
Lechol Asam Vidushit, eat them Vikadushit. I'm not going to do it. Gimel, it's not nice. Gimel Inyanam Elu. I love Rabbi, do it. Gimel Inyanam Elu Makifans Kol Chai Adam. These three things, they surround the person's whole life. Now, you have to know how Arayas, Arayas doesn't have to just mean Arayas. It could be Shemir Seinayim, right? That kind of thing. That means that it is surrounding the person's whole life. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells us to guard ourselves in these three areas. Watch ourselves. Stay faithful to Him, to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Torah tells us, warns us. And whenever you see the word Zohir, to warn, of course you learn that in the Mesil Sesharim, and it's warn and careful. But Rav Schwartz told us in Bavavi, when he gave his parish on Mesil Sesharim, that Zohir comes from the same lashon as Zohar. That Zahirus, of course, it means to guard yourself. But through the guarding, you'll be Zohar to a Zahirus, to a great light. And that's a little bit what that video was talking about last night. Mm-hmm. That I was talking about. A person guards himself when he goes against the grain, goes against himself. He's Polish. He's part of him grows. And he feels a certain pleasure that you don't get. The pleasure of precious. It's a very rare pleasure. Because most people don't ever get to it because they're always getting the pleasure of chesed. Meaning allowing, expanding yourself into eating foods, into doing this and doing that. There is a pleasure by gvur. There's a pleasure by precious. Right, the person who's on the diet and he's holding stark to the diet, there's a deeper pleasure from not eating than when he used to eat. It comes from a deeper place.
It's not at the moment, though, is it?
Lav davka. No, it's usually an accomplished feeling. I was talking about this last night. There's a certain focused energy. All the energy starts to focus when you don't just allow yourself to eat or to do. It's not a hispashtus of the energy. You're letting it sit.
Holding back.
Holding back, yeah. And there's a deeper... Like, I always say this line. I've said it many times, and I'll say it again. And I always say every single time, I'm not sure who said it. I think Alter Nevardik or the Alter Sabatka, one of them said that if the Baltaiva would know the Tainig of Precious, he'd become the biggest Parish. It's a great line. If the Baltaiva was only seeking pleasure. That's what he's doing. Seeking pleasure. So if he would know that the greatest pleasure is from being a Parish, there is a true pleasure. It's not a physical pleasure. It's deeper than that. It's I'm in control of my life pleasure. That's what he said in the video. You should send the video and they'll see. That's the last line he says. That it's like the will. Like it's stronger than anything. That pleasure is greater than not have. So he says the Parish would be, the Baltaiva would become the Parish. That's what he says. Try it one time. Gimel Yana Melo Makivan is called a Chayod and surrounds the person. Fine. If he guards him, fine. Kedusha. Heine, third to last line of that paragraph. Heine, Lakadesh Atzma Filu Mutter. Even that which is Mutter. This is literally what he was talking about last night in the video. All right, you have to see this video afterwards. Huberman, whatever his name is. I've heard one thing from this guy. Heine, Lakadesh Atzma Filu Mutter. To separate yourself, even that which is Mutter. Because it's interesting. The word Mutter, which means permitted, also is the same letters as which word? It's interesting. Literally, it's literally the same spelling. Moser. What is Moser? What does that mean? It's Yoser and Moser. Too much. So the word that's mutter, even though it's mutter, if it's talking about Gashmi, and we know the Nisi B'Sham holds this, and we'll see in a minute, it's still considered too much. I mean, we have to live, but you have to know, we'll get to the end. Even that which is mutter, in a certain perspective, is still too much. So you have to be holding yourself back even from that which is mutter. Right? That's Kaddish Atzma Mutter. Kaddish Atzma Mutter. Even if it's mutter, it's considered moser, it's considered extra. So you have to hold yourself back from that. They're just in right now. Mutter is already moser. Interesting. All this thing, putting a dot in or taking a dot out. Interesting. Well, shtadu lahasik ha-madregashi b'kedusha ilos ke-karban ke-ishim, and to strive to reach the madrega where you're eating of in kedusha. Is like a carbon, like Ishim, like the Mesil Sesharim Selig we learned last week. Like the Kohanim. Hashrashim Hem Yonik Hadum Kedusha Hem. So what are the roots that a person takes his Kedusha from? What does he have to involve himself in to help himself with this union of Kedusha, to give himself the strength? HaTorah V'Mitzvos, number one, is clear. Torah V'Mitzvos. Ukamosha, but Pinimius, like, not Pinimius HaTorah, but learning it with real depth and doing the Mitzvos with you want to do it. Ukamoshanu Mevarach Masher Kedishanu. Mitzvah, so b'tzilah, so b'divrei Torah. Every brach, birchas, and mitzvah we say, asher kiddishanu b'mitzvah, so. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're makadish us with this mitzvah. You made us holy, you separated us, you designated us, you chose us. Asher kiddishanu b'mitzvah, so b'tzilah, so b'divrei Torah. We say it by Torah, we say every bracha. Pay attention to when you say a bracha, say it a little slower. By talos and tefillin soon. V'chem b'chol mitzvah, I daily min ha-Torah, yikiyam mitzvah, b'al Yehudi tosefes kedusha. Through every piece of Torah he learns, every mitzvah, he's adding kedusha. Pay attention to it, and then you really add it even more. Uklashan Sifri viskadishtem zu kedusha samitzus. So Sifri says, when you make yourself kadosh, it's because through the mitzvahs. Base. Hachagim vazmanim. Kemoshim bevarachim behem mikadish yisro vazmanim. Right, we say that's the baruch we say. On Yontif. that we're mikadish zmanim. Perish. Kedushas yisro, them sheches mikadushas zmanim. The kedusha of Yisrael comes from the kedusha of the zman. Ube miyuchin Shabbos kedush, of course. That's where Kadosh Baruch Hu sets that. Shehi mayan mimenu nimshachem kol inyan kedusha. It's the wellspring. From there, all kedusha comes. From Shabbos, we spent a lot of time on that, like 5 years ago when we learned Shabbos. As it says in Bereishis Chachma, al pi vayivarech Elokim es yom hashvi vayikadosh eso. Hashem blessed, and he's makadish the day, and therefore he's makadish every single Jew. Mechilta says Shabbos adds kedusha to Klal Yisrael. K'moshe b'yarn aleil, like we explained in Maimara. And Gimel, what's the third thing that adds kedusha? Inyan shvir satayves v'rotzen, and probably even midos. To break your tayves, break your rotzen, break your midos. You're being pushed one way, and you have to hold back. You say, "I'm not going to do that." Like it says in Yisod Avoda. Shekasa binyan shiras ha-taivas, he says, I'm talking about breaking your taivas. Sheyira ha-adam liyos tamen minagid ve-osa ha-hefrich mikolat shukos ha-ol malibo. That person should try always to go against and do the opposite v'nahafachu of all the chukas that come up in his heart. To anything that he gets compelled to do, either don't do it or hold back for a few seconds. Right? Fight against that chukka. Right? There's momentary holding back and then there's full holding back. The Bali Musa say 5 times a day, go against your taiva. The phone's ringing. You want to go fight for it? Either don't pick it up or wait 2 rings. Not because you're trying to, you know, put the other person on ice, but just don't just be compelled to just jump and do. That's how you train yourself. It's like muscles. I feel even when we're talking about something that's nothing to do with the virus. Just controlling those inner taifas, their inner urges.
Well, it's making them more conscious.
That's, yeah. Because that's really what the problem is. Most times we're not conscious. When it's talking, that's not, you know, a lot of times they're not conscious. Then it's, there's further madrigas, but first we want to become conscious, then we want to have shalita, and then he says, rak bichdei shiyishlar alibo. And that we could be shalit on our heart. We want the mind to say, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want the heart to just work an automatic response system, ARS, automatic response system. We want to be able to choose if we respond or if we do this. Like Chazal say, tzadikim libam bershusim. Right? This is quoted by many svarim. Tzadikim, their heart is in their control, in their rishus. Gemara. Gemara is in Bamatziya. Ohiv lifrok v'soni liton. Right? We're going to see Bamatziya and Dafyami soon. If someone who you love is unloading an animal, and someone you hate is loading an animal. Generally, and two people, you see two people, one's loading an animal, one's unloading an animal. It's a mitzvah to help the guy unload, because it's tzar balechayim, it's less tzar balechayim. You're trying to help out the animal. So, but if you have somebody you love who is unloading, and someone you hate is loading, so who do you help first? The obvious would be, help the one you love unload. Because it's the one you love, A, and it's unloading, B. Gemara says, no. Help the one you hate load. Oev lifrog v'sone liton, sone liton kodem. Help the one you hate first to load. Hagam shaprika hu yoser mitzvah. Even though prika, removing the stuff from the animal, is more of a mitzvah. V'hatam, the Mishnah Gemara says, the lichof es yitzro odif, because you're fighting against your yitzhara. You're fighting against your desire not to help the sone. You dafka should go bend over backwards, not just to help the guy you don't like, but to help him even before the one you love, even when it's an Indian of Tzar Balachayim.
Because it's hard,
because you have to fight against your Yetzer, take control, and grow your amlogita cortex,
I don't know the name.
Whatever it was.
I'll send the video.
The Habir explanation is Lama Ayde Shir Saratzen Beheter Mam Shechel of Kedusha. How is it through that breaking your Ratzen in that which is Mutter, you're going to draw upon yourself Kedusha? Because the ratzon of a person, the will, the desire of a person, is the fortress of the sitra achra, of the other side. The hakedusha, an act of kedusha, is the shilta nefesh elakamimal. That's where the nefesh elakamimal lives. Ukish zenofel zekam, right? Zeluma ze. Yaakov and Esav, sitra achra, and Yetzer Tov. Ukamodis have told us Yaakov Yosef, Parshas Emor, he says, Shein makom liyitzar has garis badam elai deyachil v'shti. He says the way that the yitzar gets into a person is through eating and drinking. Ve'elo ha'ochim b'darki ha'torah pasmei melech tocha, but if you eat like the Torah says, pasmei melech tocha, meaning pashit. You eat pashit. Ha'yitzar ha'sor ha'tamar al b'nei adam lumtza makom shiuchal of tosam. The yitzar that usually is fire within a person to get him to seduce him. L'zeh shim snagai debit al pi derech ha'torah ein mervo liyitzar l'voi lo klal. If you eat pashit, he has no way in. But the more you, more even when it's mutter, you add mosers, you add extras. That's the yitzhahara's way in. Is that adam shokiv enough? Muhammad says yitzhahara. But this is the way that a person could quiet the fight of the yitzhahara. The ashrei lo gamba l'mazeh k'ma mechazal. Praiseworthy is a person that says ashrei ashrecha b'l'mazeh. Right, do what you can in this world to calm down the yitzhahara. The alderich mashali says shashamati me'echa migdoli torah. So then Siva Shalom said, I heard this from one of the gedolei torah. I know I'm moving very fast. Imagine you have a guy wearing a very fancy spitzy watch, gold, man, expensive. And it falls into a boiling pot of soup, deep, boiling. If you have no other eitzah except to stick your hand into the pot, you're going to get burnt. I mean, you want your watch, but you're going to get burnt. There's no other way around it. Kamokin, he says, so too. In Yoni Taivas Olam Hazeh, nowadays, or always, the Taivas of Olam Hazeh, Afilu hachrechim biyoser. She'en alay tacheres. Even if you mamish need, even to live, any taiva, even if you need to live, if you have a taiva to eat the basic morsels, ach achrei kol nafsho dekdusha nechves. Sof, your holy soul is going to get burnt. It's going to get burnt a little bit. You have to know
that. No matter
what. No matter what. That doesn't mean it's going to be end up being a bad thing, but you have to at least be conscious that everything that's mutter is considered a moser. The Amr, it says, Rav HaKadosh, Rav Menachem Mendel Vitebsk, right, the Tepsker, he says, and the Siva Shama always quotes him, Shakol Hana Afil Heter, any Hana that's even of Heter, Hinargin Mafred Alvuf, it separates a Jew from a Kaddish Baruch.
That's very hysteric.
Very good.
So therefore, but if a person, so therefore, if a person tries to, every time he has hanah, you eat like the Beyond Darkecha, and every hanah, sachila that you eat is raising nitzotzos, and you're trying to connect to Kadosh Baruch, which the mics is a very high level, if you could do that, so then your hanah's gashmas is really hanah's HaKadosh Baruch. But a person has to know, therefore, you have to limit. Listen, you have to do what you have to do, but try to limit it. Try to limit it. And you'll be zocha to become a keli of Kedusha, and you'll be a different person. Amen. Amen.